It's day number two, and that means we're on the way. Hey everyone, this is Matthew, and we are grateful you are on the journey with us. We hope that you're starting to build the habit of getting out and walking and preparing your heart to meet with God. Psalm 100 says to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. This is how we approach God, and this is how we ready our minds to connect with him. Would you take a moment to clear your mind from all the distractions this day brings and all the pain you may be experiencing? Begin to thank God for who he is. Tell him what you're grateful for as we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Hey friends, this is Josh, and it's my honor to introduce a great man of God that you will be hearing from today. God is using him in powerful ways to see incredible transformation in the lives of college students during pivotal years in their lives. Pastor Brian Smith is the founding and senior pastor of Hope Church Movement, a collegiate-focused church planting network reaching 22 campuses across the Southwest. For over 35 years, he's devoted his life to helping college students find and follow Jesus, walk in freedom, and live on mission. He and his wife, Wendy, live in Tempe, Arizona, along with their three adult sons, two daughters-in-law, and two granddaughters, with another on the way. You're going to love hearing from Pastor Brian, and you're also going to find out that he loves to walk.
You know, I've been walking with the Lord for almost four decades, but a few years ago, something happened that changed the way I relate with God as my Heavenly Father. And before I share what happened, let me talk a little bit about my family growing up. My father was a great dad. He was an accomplished doctor. He was well respected in our community. And throughout his life, he modeled commitment. He was married to my mom for 58 years. He was a man of character, and he was a man of consistency. There's so much I can honor him for, but like any father, he wasn't perfect. A little bit about my dad's story. His mom died when he was 5 years old. So growing up, he lacked affection and nurture from his mother. But not only that, his relationship with his dad was shallow, so he never received words of affirmation from his dad. And since we can't give what we don't have, it was difficult for my dad to connect with my brothers and I in a meaningful way. And he rarely verbalized how he really felt about us. Intellectually, I knew he loved me because of the way he provided for our family. But when I would spend time with my dad, I rarely heard words of affirmation, which I've come to realize is a crucial part of a father's blessing. Now, as I got older, my relationship with my dad became much deeper. But looking back, I realized there were certain words that I wanted to hear from my dad growing up that I never heard. Now let me just say, none of us have had a perfect father, and none of us will be a perfect father or mother. But unfortunately, what many of us do, we take the negative experiences we've had with our earthly fathers, and we project those experiences onto God. That's what I did. I projected my relationship with my earthly father onto my relationship with my heavenly father. Intellectually, I knew God loved me, but I had a difficult time hearing words of affirmation from him. Whenever I hear friends of mine who were pastors talk about taking a 1, 2, or 3 day personal retreat alone with God, I'd have trouble picturing a time of deep connection. Instead, I'd mostly picture uncomfortable silence. But 5 years ago, a friend invited me to a ministry event for men that was all about the Father heart of God. At that event, there were men from all ages and stages of life, young professionals, accomplished businessmen, recovering addicts, and former convicts. And while we were there, we talked about our relationship with our fathers. We did an exercise that involved three things. The first thing we did was we honored the good that our fathers did, and we forgave the bad, which I had done before. The second thing we did was we repented for how we reacted to our fathers, which I had also done before. But the third thing was something new for me. We wrote a letter from our dad to us, and the purpose of the letter was to write down what we've always wanted our dad to say to us. In other words, what words of affirmation we wanted and in many cases needed to hear. So we wrote the letter, we talked about it, and we prayed for each other, and I thought that was that. But a few days later, after I came home, my wife asked me, how'd it go at the conference? And when I started to talk about it, I just started crying. In fact, I started weeping. It was like all of a sudden God began to download and reveal his father heart to me in a brand new way. His love for me, his commitment to me, and most importantly, what he wanted to say to me as his son. I'm so grateful for this connection with God as my father, because it really helped me connect with my dad in a deeper way before he passed away a year later. It was during that time of my life I developed a deeper desire to connect with my heavenly father. So here's what I did. I started walking. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Most of the time we think of walking by faith as figurative, and that's true most of the time, but I found that I connect with God and others best when I'm moving. So that's what I started doing day by day, mile by mile. In fact, over the last 3 years, I've walked 15.7 million steps and 8,150 miles. In fact, I walked so much a friend invited me to train for a rim-to-rim hike of the Grand Canyon. And last year I did that just like the McGinley brothers did. And this year I'm hiking it with my sons as well. So as I would walk, I'd worship, express my heart to God, and most importantly, I'd listen to what God the Father was saying to me through his word and the Holy Spirit. Interestingly, when Jesus was on earth, he walked as well. In fact, he walked a lot. Throughout his life, historians believe that he walked at least 21,000 miles, which is the equivalent to walking around the whole world. Here's the thing, as Jesus walked, he did life with his disciples, he ministered to the multitudes, but I submit most importantly, he connected with God the Father. We read it all throughout the Gospels. And when I look at the relationship that Jesus had with his Father, I get a glimpse of the relationship God wants to have with me. Here's the deal, when Jesus was on the earth, he was in constant communication with his Heavenly Father. That was the foundation, the fuel of his life and ministry, and it should be the same for us. Now watch this, there's only three times in the Gospels where God the Father spoke out loud in an audible voice to his son Jesus. This is incredible. Two of the three times, God the Father said the exact same thing to Jesus. First at his baptism, and second at the Mount of Transfiguration. Here's what God said to Jesus in Matthew 3:17 and Matthew 17:5. This is my son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. In this one statement, there's three truths that God the Father wanted Jesus to know. In fact, God the Father wanted to speak words of affirmation over God the Son, Jesus Christ. What a pattern we can learn from. And my prayer is that as you're walking on this 24-day journey, God would download these three truths into your heart as well. The first one is when he said, "This is my son," which is all about identity. Think about it. When someone asks you about who you are, what comes to mind? Do you think of your job title, your accomplishments, or even your failures and your struggles? Here's the thing, God doesn't want us to focus on our successes and failures as our identity. He wants us to focus on who he says we are, which is first and foremost, his sons and daughters. Listen, I have three sons, and there's no greater joy than to say, "This is my son." In fact, I love introducing my sons to other people, and God the Father loves introducing his sons and daughters to the world every day, saying, "This is my son," or "This is my daughter." So first, God the Father said, "This is my son," which is all about identity. And second, he said, "Whom I love," which is all about acceptance. Think about it. God the Father accepted Jesus not because of anything he had done. Jesus hadn't even started his ministry yet. God the Father accepted and loved Jesus simply because he was his son. Let's be real, that's hard for us to understand at times, because we've all experienced conditional love, whether it's the if kind of love. And in other words, if you do something or if you don't do something, that's a conditional kind of love. Or the because of kind of love. In other words, because of what you've accomplished, because of your position, because of your status or wealth or beauty, I love you. But God the Father's love is different. It's the in spite of unconditional kind of love. God says, in spite of who you are or what you've done, I love you. It's powerful. Lastly, God the Father said, with him I am well pleased, which is about approval. God the Father was saying, you're my son. I'm proud of you. I'm pleased with you. You've got what it takes, and let's do this thing together. That's a father's blessing. And let me tell you, there's nothing like allowing God to speak identity, acceptance, and approval in our hearts. I've known those three things intellectually for decades, but it wasn't until I wrote that letter and started walking that God downloaded it in a new, profound way. So I encourage you to do what I did sometime and write a letter from your dad to you about what you wanted to hear him say, and in some cases, what you needed him to say. And as you walk, receive what God the Father is saying to you right now about your identity, acceptance, and approval in Jesus Christ as his son or daughter.
I've carried a burden too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone.
I'm done with the hiding, no reason.
Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, we thank you for this moment where you're speaking. You're speaking to your sons and daughters, identity, acceptance, and approval. Lord, I pray you download your Father's heart for everyone listening, that they'd understand their identity as a son or daughter, that they're accepted as a son or daughter, and that you approve of them. I pray that everyone listening would walk this out alongside others, and they would in turn help others with this same challenge. In Jesus' name, amen.
Aren't you so thankful for the love of God and the way that He looks at each one of us as His children and He is our loving Father? What a powerful message today from Pastor Brian. I want to encourage you to think hard about those action steps that He gave us. What would that look like to spend time writing a letter from God to you about what He says about you and who you are, and asking God throughout this day that He would download His heart into each one of us?